I started doing more mountain climbing. I think the first kind of smaller mountain I did was Mount Fuji in Tokyo. Loved the experience, thought it was super easy. So I was like, well, let's just keep trying. So I went to Patagonia and hiked the five or the Debut down there for like 5 days, and then continued on just finding smaller mountains, but hadn't really done any of the seven summits or any of the larger mountains. And so I was going fairly frequently again to Africa for work. And so one of the trips I did research, figured out when was a good time of year to go to avoid the rainy season, tried to do a little bit of prep, but it's difficult when you're busy with work all the time. So I picked the time frame to go in December, and so it was 2.5 years ago, I think, is when I did Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
Added it on to a trip. I had signed up, so I did it with a tour guide company, but then everyone else that was supposed to be going on the group fell off, and so it was just me and my guide that we hiked up the mountain together. And it was, again, the first time I have done one of the larger mountains, and so I was a little bit concerned about, how steep is it going to be, how is the altitude going to affect me, and I was super surprised of it's not an incredibly difficult climb. It's just you keep walking, and I think again for people who are in the military, you're like, oh, that's not bad, you just put your head down, you just keep walking. And the guide was constantly telling me, oh, poli poli, which is Swahili.
Holy
I know you would recognize that term, slow to slowly, slowly. That's how we climb the mountain. And it
Yep.
was a very nice, relaxed pace. It poured rain for the first, I think, day and maybe day and a half. And then it cleared up and we had beautiful weather on the trail. There weren't too many people because it was closer to the off season. And it was a great experience. So getting up to the top, we did it in a little bit quicker time because he let me just keep going. And it was very fun. Pick up some Swahili phrases. Everyone's singing and dancing around the little
Yeah.
camps at night. And you look up and it's just all stars in the sky. And you can see the silhouette of the mountain peak that you're climbing towards. And just a very cool experience.
It was one of my highlights for sure.
It's such a beautiful place. So
Yeah.
then we hike up and we camp out, get up around midnight the morning, summit morning. The wind is just absolutely howling. Snow is blowing everywhere. You wake up and you see this whole little string of glowing lights up the mountain and realize that's all the people who've just been hiking the entire night. We put on our packs and just start going. And it was back and forth of like, take the little gaiter off my face so I could breathe in, put it back on because it was so cold outside. But continued, climbed up the mountain. We did it in a couple hours, so we ended up being the first ones that got up to the very summit. Or I think one person was in front of us, but we had the whole top to ourselves, and we got there just before the sun rose, and it was absolutely incredible. So when I climbed Mount Fuji before, tried to climb for sunrise, and it was a big storm rolled in. So we made it to the top, but didn't see anything. So this was the opposite experience, and it was absolutely worth it to see, everything lining up in the vast plains that are stretching out below you, and just all of the gorgeous sunrise colors coming up. Still very, very cold. So we briefly enjoyed the moment at the top, and then hustle back down the mountain. But yeah.
Right.